All right. What do you think of Matt Moore, you know, in their situation with their offense?
I think he's a capable quarterback. I mean, I think, you know, I'm familiar with him because we played against him back when he was with Carolina. I think he's a capable quarterback, can make all the throws, just like any quarterback. You know, you got to be able to get a little pressure on him and affect him and make him speed up his process.
How about Reggie Bush? From obviously you know him quite well. What do you think about his time?
I think he's done kind of like he does has done most years. I mean, I think this guy's an explosive guy, and you really have to take into account what he can do, really do well. You can't let him get on the edge of your defense. You saw that in the Jets game. You know, I don't remember what it was, opening play or second play of the game, and he busted out the backside. And so, you know, with him, you just got to make sure you get a net around him and make sure he stays inside and corralling.
The last, you know, the first three games were encouraging. Then the last two were, one was the pass, Chargers was the run. Have you made adjustments? I mean, have you talked to the guys, chewed some butt, or, you know, as far as what's happened the last?
Yeah, we've continued to address issues that come up with our defense, and we're continuing to work to get better. And we're going to continue to do that throughout the season. This is a process. Not something that changes overnight, but it's something that we're committed to working through, and the guys are committed to working through it, and we're going to get it where we want it to be.
Are you seeing the same issues? Or
well, I think different issues depending on what the game is. I mean, like you guys just said, you know, Green Bay was one issue, and San Diego was another issue. I think what you got to look at is I think we played two pretty good teams in those two games. You know, it was tough to defend.
Up the middle of your defensive line, I mean, you go with what you got, but you get your from what your plan was in training camp, you're down the depth chart now. How have they been holding up?
Well, they're NFL football players just like everybody else, and we hold them to a high standard and hold them accountable to do their job. Because if they weren't good enough to play NFL football, they wouldn't be here. So we can't look at, you know, who gets injured or whatever. It's a next man up philosophy. Nobody's going to feel sorry for anybody, and we got to get the job done.
10 days on, how has Vaughn responded to getting benched on a base package against the Chargers?
Well, I think real well.
Yeah.
I think he understands where he's at and what he's got to do to get better. And the good news is the guy's continuing to work. I think what you got to realize is we do have a lot of young guys playing, a lot of rookies playing, and rookies make mistakes. I've seen it year in and year out. It doesn't matter who that rookie may be, first pick in the draft or last pick in the draft. There's going to be mistakes that are going to be made. They got to learn how to play on the NFL level, and he's continuing to do that and continuing to learn and continuing to get better.
Coach Ellis saying he's getting strength back in his shoulder. Have you noticed a different Ellis out here? I mean, do you think he's ready to return to that 2009 form?
Well, I think more so than anything else is you notice a different attitude. You know, I think he was hurt, and I think you could tell that, and he just wasn't real confident in the way that shoulder was feeling. I think he feels a lot more confident about it now, and I think he's excited about going out and really playing and playing pain free.
Excited to see how good this defense can be with him and Vaughn kind of being bookends?
Yeah, you know, I am. I mean, you know, it'll be a good chance to get both those at full strength and, you know, see where we're at.
All right, thanks, Coach.